A few weeks later, the ExxonMobil's climate policy specialist, Randy Randall, sought a meeting with Undersecretary of State Paula Dobransky, the administration's lead diplomat on global warming issues. One of Dobransky's senior aides, career Foreign Service Officer Ken Brill, prepared a briefing memo. It noted, "Mr. Randall has asked for this meeting at the suggestion of our ambassador-designate to Sweden, Charles Heimbold, who served on the board of ExxonMobil." Heimbold, the former chief executive of the drug maker Bristol Myers Squibb, felt that, "We should hear from ExxonMobil scientists who have perspectives on the climate change debate that are not consistent with the science that has supported our climate policy until now." Brill suggested some talking points for the undersecretary that might assuage the corporation's lobbyist. "Understand ExxonMobil's position that there should be no precipitous policy decisions if scientific uncertainties remain. Administration will continue to oppose the protocol, but must move forward on improving our scientific understanding. We will, however, continue to rely on input from industry and other friends as to what constitutes a realistic, market-based approach."